The closing of an inpatient psychiatric unit in Lander has highlighted another issue in the state's mental health care system. That's the difficulty of transporting a mentally ill patient to and from a hospital. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska explains.
If a person in northern Wyoming needs inpatient psychiatric care, the first thing they need to tackle is how to get to the hospital. Mark Russler is the director of the Inpatient Crisis Stabilization Center in Warland.
When you're having someone who's suicidal and decompensating and very sick and then has to be transported 3 or 4 hours, that's just really difficult.
There are only 5 inpatient psychiatric units in Wyoming, and 4 of the 5 are located in southern Wyoming. The most northerly located one is in Casper. Russler says this limits access for people who are in a crisis.
Not only impacts them and their families, but, you know, how do you transport them there? It's ambulance crews that got to get together, you know, and the cost of the ambulance crews, and it's just a huge problem.
It turns out voluntary patients have to figure out their own transportation. Jennifer White is the clinical director at Northern Wyoming Mental Health Center, and she says that can be a problem.
A lot of these folks don't have the resources or the relatives or friends just to jump down and go get them in Casper and bring them back home. There's no system set up for that.
Sometimes mental health centers can help with transportation, but that's on a case-by-case basis. Things are different for Title 25 patients. These are people who are involuntarily committed to hospitalization. Within the first 72 hours the person is committed, the county where he or she is located is in charge of the transportation, and this is usually by ambulance. White says this is not ideal.
Getting a person to a psychiatric hospital by ambulance is problematic because it costs counties so much money when probably at least 80% of the folks that need transport do not require an ambulance.
White says if an ambulance isn't available, a sheriff or a police officer will help with the transport, which sometimes can take hours. The Wyoming Department of Health usually pays for the return trip. The state hospital, located in Evanston, has 8 transportation officers. These officers are technically charged with transporting all returns home for Title 25 patients. For instance, if somebody from Jackson is in Cheyenne, the state hospital driver would go pick them up and take them home, which means sometimes those drivers are unavailable.
The only other option we have is designating our staff, who, you know, we're stretched thin as it is, to go 2 at a time to go pick somebody up and take them home, or to get a taxi, which is hundreds of dollars.
One solution is more community crisis stabilization centers. These are one step below an inpatient psych unit. Northern Wyoming Mental Health Center CEO Paul Dempel is a supporter of this solution.
Optimally, it's managed by the mental health centers. And you have trained staff on 24/7. You bring people in crisis. It doesn't need to be as intense as locked psychiatric unit.
Dempel says most importantly, it would be in the community where the patient is located, so transportation wouldn't be a problem. But how to pay for such a facility is a problem. Dempel says lawmakers will be looking at this issue over the next few months. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.